Morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 19, and text number 24. Vinashasta Suswamayasu. Bhuyash Chavarjaya Keshavam Rushopa Guhamano Amum Datrashe Avastitam Bahihi Vinashastas Vinashatasu Swamayasu Bhuyascharvacha Keshavam Rushopagui Mano Amum Datrashe Vastitam Bahihi Vinashasta Suswamayasu Bhuyascha Vraja Keshavam Rushopa Guhamano Amum Datrashe Vavastitam Bahi Vinashastasu When disciple Swamayasu His magic forces Huyaha Again Cha And Avrajya After coming into the presence Keshavam, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Rusha, full of rage. Upaguhamanaha, embracing. Amum, the Lord. Dadrushe, saw. Avasthitam, standing. Bahihi, outside. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. When the demon saw his magic forces dispelled, he once again came into the presence of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Keshava, and full of rage, tried to embrace him within his arms to crush him. But to his great amazement, he found the Lord standing outside the circle of his arms. Purport. In this verse, the Lord is addressed as a Keshava because he killed the demon Keshi in the beginning of creation. Keshava is also a name of Krishna. Krishna is the origin of all incarnation. And it is confirmed in Brahma Samhita that Govinda, the personality of a Godhead, the cause of all causes, exists simultaneously in his different incarnations and expansions. The demon attained to measure the Supreme Personality of Godhead is significant. The demon wanted to embrace him with his arms, thinking that with his limited arms he could capture the Absolute by material power. He did not know that God is the greatest of all the great and the smallest of the small. No one can capture the Supreme Lord or bring him under his control. But the demoniac person always attempts to measure the length and breadth of the Supreme Lord. By his inconceivable potency, the Lord can become the universal form, as explained in the Bhagavad Gita, and at the same time he can remain within the box of his devotees as their worshipable deity. There are many devotees who keep a statue of the Lord in a small box and carry it with them everywhere. Every morning they worship the Lord in the box. The Supreme Lord Keshava, or the personality of a Godhead, Krishna, is not bowed by any measurement of our calculation. He can remain with his devotee in any suitable form, yet he is unapproachable by any amount of demoniac activities. Om Agyanadimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Adadanasya Tranandante Radam Vyache Punapuna Shri Madhurupa Padam Pochao Tulisyam Mamajanmani Janman Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhapadakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Varijanasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam When the demon saw his magic forces disappear, he once again came into the presence of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Keshava. And full of rage, tried to embrace him within his arms to crush him. But to his great amazement, he found the Lord standing outside the circle on his arms. Here, this demon is trying to capture the unlimited Lord in his limited arms. And Lord is called here as a Keshava. There are several meanings to Keshava. Prabhupada explained that in the beginning of creation, Lord appeared to kill Keshi demon. And because he killed Keshi, he was called as a Keshava. And Lord Krishna is also called as a Keshava. He also killed a demon Keshi in the horse form. And the another meaning of word Keshava means who has a curly beautiful hairs. And Lord Krishna, being the source of all incarnations, all the names of the Lord, they befit the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Sri Krishna. And the purport Prabhupada says that these demoniac people, they try to measure the breadth and width of the Lord in their material point of view. And that's not possible. Because, as explained in the prayers of Purusha Sukta, Om Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrabad Sabhumim Vishvato Atyatishtat Iva Angulam. By material point of view, to understand that the Supreme Personality of a Godhead is not possible. Why? Because Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha, his heads are everywhere. He is having thousands of heads. Sahasraksha, he is having thousands of eyes. Sabhumim Vishvato Mukha, from this earthly planet up to the heavenly planets, that big is his mouth. And on top of that, even though he is such a huge and everywhere he is pervading, but still he is like an angushta matra in our body. So it is inconceivable through our material senses to know the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And still the demonic people, they always try to comprehend the Supreme Personality of a Godhead through our own material senses. Actually, which is not that easy for anyone. Once there was a big Pandit, and he was on his tour to Digvijaya. Digvijaya means he was traveling everywhere and he was defeating all these scholars in their vicinity, and he used to take a letter from them. Or Sharanagati Patra from them, that they have surrendered to him because of his scholarship. So, in that way he reached to Sriranga. And by hearing his name, most of these scholars, they ran away from the Sriranga. But same time, he heard that there is a small Brahmana boy. His name is Parashara, and he is most intelligent. No, before that he thought that he should go and challenge Acharya, Shrimad Ramanujacharya. But Shrimad Ramanujacharya was reluctant to have a debate and anything else. He said, just you debate with this small boy. Then that scholar, he felt insulted. He said, how come I have to debate with this small boy? Then that small boy said, I will ask you some simple question. Nothing complicated. He said, what is that? Then he just took a bunch of handful of earth in his hand. And he said, how much sand is there? Sand particles are there in my hand. Then that scholar got totally confused. He said, what should I tell him now? Well, unless and until he opens it, I can't see how much is there. And if it is there also, then I have to count all the dust or particles. And it was like quite a long time to give him an answer. And that small boy said, if you don't know the answer, I will give you answer. Then he hanged his neck and he just stood in front of the boy. And that boy said, just handful of sand dust is there. That's it. I asked you how much sand is there in my hand, and you have to just say handful of that. I never asked you how many particles are there. So sometimes what happens, people with their material intelligence, they even forget the common sense. You would have just said it's a handful of sand dust. But he was thinking so deeply that, oh, I have to count all the particles, then I have to segregate them and give the answer. This is nonsense. So same way, in the modern education society, we see that people, they are more literate. They have done triple PhDs, so many of masters. But still, they don't understand how the potencies of the Lord, they are working in this world. And because of that, they get bewildered. And they try to comprehend Lord through their own material senses, which is not possible. Because as scripture says, that Lord is avaka manaso agocharaha. You can't understand or see the Supreme Personality of a Godhead through your material senses. Not through speech, not through mind, but not through any other gross sense. Just forget about that. And here, this Hiranyaksha is trying to embrace Lord, and he wants to lock him in his both arms, and he wants to squeeze him. And by doing that, he wanted to crush him down. But he doesn't understand that Lord does not have a material body. Material things, you can hold it through your material senses. But something, even in the material elements also, you can't hold air in your hand, can you? You can't hold light in your hand. then how is it possible for you to hold their personality of a Godhead in your hand? Is it possible? No. But if Lord desires, He can do it. Then Prabhupada gave example that He takes a small form and He can be carried in the box of His devotees. And devotees, they travel with Him and they worship Him. They take out Him from the box, they worship Him, again they put them into the box. And that same Lord is like a universal form also, which has millions of heads, hands, legs, mouths. How to understand Him? And that's why it is called, He is inconceivable. In the next verse, it said, the demon now began to strike the Lord with his hard fist. But Lord Adhoksha just slapped him in the root of the ear, even as Indra, the Lord of Maruts, hits the demon Vrata. The Lord is explained here as Adhokshaja, beyond the reach of material calculation. Akshaja means the measurements of our senses, and Adhokshaja means that which is beyond measurement of the senses. Adhokrida Akshaja Jnanaha, which is not possible to understand through this blunt senses. Thou struck differently by the Lord, the conqueror of all, the demon's body began to will. His eyeballs bulged out of their sockets. His arms and legs broken, and the hair on his head scattered. He fell down dead like a gigantic tree uprooted by the wind. Shri Varaha Bhagavan Ki. So here, Lord just slightly struck him at under the root of his ears. And that demon is struck. See, amongst the marma bindus of our bodies, these are the two marma bindus. There are nine actually. So these two are considered more sensitive. Even if here someone pinpricks, person can die. And Lord has showed that. He just touched him at the root of his ear. And what has happened? His eyeballs came out. His hands and legs got broken. And he fell down dead. The purport Prabhupada says, it does not take even a moment for the Lord to kill any powerful demon, including Hiranyaksha. The Lord could have killed him long before, but He allowed the demon to display the full extent of his magical feats. One may know that by magical feats, by scientific advancement of a knowledge, or by the material power, one cannot become the equal of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. His one signal is sufficient to destroy all our attempts. His inconceivable power, as displayed here, is so strong that the demon, despite all his demoniac maneuvers, was killed by the Lord when the Lord desired, simply by one slap. Lulitaha Nabhavastaha. Like the trees, they get uprooted by the blowing wind. Same way, just by one slap of the Lord, this demon was uprooted. His life was taken away from him. And he was stuck. And Prabhupada said it never took one moment for the Lord. But still, just to show us and put an example, and set an example in front of us, Lord allowed this demon to show all his mystical feats. Because people, they keep more faith in their own activities and the own things that they perform or they do. Even the modern education also forces us to learn everything from your sense perception. And for that reason, they do different sort of scientific experiments to prove everything. Even they try to prove the presence of soul through science, which is not possible. Because everything which is based on our sensory perception is imperfect. And the soul, being the part and parcel of the Lord, is never come under the spell of this material energy when it gets released from this body. So it's not possible to understand through the material science the presence of soul. But still they try to do it. And if they are not able to understand or prove it, then they say nothing exists. It's just the missing of chemicals or combination of chemicals. The life means nothing else. It was in 80s when Abraham Kuwar or something, that was his name, one scientist from Sri Lanka, he challenged that life never comes from life, but it is just combination of chemicals, and at the time of death some chemical they got missing, so person dies. Then one of Prabhupada's disciple, he challenged him. Okay, you come this date on this particular place, and I will give you one dead body and all the chemicals that you need for. It's our open challenge. You come and make this dead body alive. Then person never come, never turn up, because that's not possible. If it just a lack of some chemicals that brings a death, then people would have not died. You have done so much of material or scientific advancements that you would have poured that chemicals into the body and you have made them alive. But it's not happening. Because that's not possible. And here, the Lord was playing around with this Hiranyaksha to just show us that how powerful you may be in this material world. But if Lord decides, within a moment he can destroy. It's not a big deal for him. Are just by inhalation he can destroy all the planetary system, and exhalation he can create. Then what to speak of the small demons to kill them? Is that a big thing for him? But still, jivera karane loini avatara leela koilo savistara. Just to attract the living entities like us, who are so much engrossed in the material sense gratification, Lord is coming and performing all these different activities. Then after, when this demon got killed, Aja, the Brahma, and the others arrived on the spot to see the fearfully tusked demon lying on the ground, biting his lip. The glow of his face was yet unfaded. And Brahma admiringly said, "Oh, who could meet such a bliss there? Aho imam konu labheta samsthitim." Although the demon was dead, his bodily luster was unfaded. This is very peculiar, because when a man or animal is dead, the body immediately becomes pale. The luster gradually fades and decomposition takes place. But here, although Hiranyaksha lay dead, his bodily luster was unfaded, because the Lord, the Supreme Spirit, was touching his body. One's bodily luster remains fresh only as long as the spirit soul is present. Although the demon's soul had departed his body, the Supreme Spirit touched the body, and therefore his bodily luster not fade. The individual soul is different from the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. One who sees the Supreme Personality of a Godhead when he quits his body, is certainly very fortunate. And therefore, personality is like a Brahma and the other demigods. Eulogized the death of Timon. Even the death that was sanctioned by the Lord is also glorious. Prabhupada tried to make us understand that how one can understand the presence of the soul in the body. As long as soul is there in the body, you have a luster, glow on your body. And when that luster goes, the soul leaves this body, then luster also fades away. But here it is explained that the glow of his face was yet unfaded. Why is it so? Because his face was touched by the super soul, that is Lord himself. So still the chetana was there. Still that luster was there. Or even you can see when the great devotees, when they leave their body, their luster remains like that. You feel as if they are sitting or just in a great concentration, they are meditating on the Lord. They look alive. Why is it so? Why the generally sannyasis are buried, not burned? Kayala? Deva. Baki samajla sagala. Sanyasi ke sharir ko samadhi kyun di jati hai? Chalaya kyun nahi jata? सही में अच्छा कहाँ पढ़ा आपने जलाए हुए को जला नहीं सकते क्योंकि जब संन्यास धारण किया जाता है तो उस व्यक्ति को अंत्य संस्कार हो ही जाता है पहले उसका अंत्य संस्कार करके यानी सामाजिक तौर से वह व्यक्ति मरा हुआ रहता है सारे बंधनों से मुक्त हो जाता है तब वो संन्यास ले लेता है और संन्यास लेने के पश्चात उसका शरीर दिव्य हो जाता है जो भगवान की सेवा के लिए समर्पित रहता है और भगवान की सेवा में समर्पित शरीर को फिर वापस अग्नि भी स्पर्श नहीं कर सकता और जैसे यहां पे बताया गया कि जब भगवान का संस्पर्श हो जाता है इस शरीर को तो वह शरीर मृत शरीर नहीं रहता उसका तेज जो है वह कम नहीं होता और फिर ऐसे शरीर को समाधि में दिया जाता है अग्नि को अर्पण नहीं किया जाता क्योंकि वो शरीर पूरी तरह से भगत सेवा में लगने के कारण शुद्ध हो जाता है सामान्य व्यक्ति का शरीर जलाया जाता है क्योंकि उसको शुद्ध करना आवश्यक रहता है और वो शुद्धता कब होती है जब अग्नि में उसको दहन किया जाता है क्योंकि अग्नि सबसे उत्कृष्ट शुद्धि प्रदान करने वाला है और सन्यासी के शरीर के लिए शुद्धि की आवश्यकता नहीं रहती क्योंकि वह नित्य भगवत सेवा में रहने के कारण शुद्ध और पवित्र बन जाता है, इसलिए उनको समाधि कहा जाता है। जनरली हम देखते हैं कि जब किसी की शव यात्रा या अंत यात्रा में जाके आते तो हम नहा लेते हैं, लेकिन कोई शव जहां पे दफना रहता है वहां पे जाके हम प्रणाम करते हैं, खास करके सन्यासी, और क्योंकि वे उस स्थिति में भी वहां पे रहते हैं और जीवों के उद्धार के लिए कार्य में रत रहते हैं। इसलिए शास्त्रों में कहा जाता था कि जो घर पे अपने कोई आप्त स्वकीय जब शरीर छोड़ देते हैं तो उनके मृत्यु के पश्चात उनके वस्त्र, उन्होंने उपयोग में लाई हुई वस्तुएं, उनकी प्रतिमाएं, उनके फोटोज नहीं रखने चाहिए, क्योंकि ये सारे रखने से उस जीव की उन चीजों के प्रति आसक्ति के कारण उसको दूसरा शरीर नहीं प्राप्त होता, इसलिए उनको चलाया जाता है या दान में दिया जाता है, क्योंकि दान में देने के पश्चात वो चीज उनकी नहीं रहती। इसलिए कहा जाता है कि दशवी षोडश षोडशी कहते हैं जो अंत्य संस्कार में षोडशी रहती है, उस समय एक 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 चीज उस व्यक्ति की सारी दान की जाती है। क्योंकि उस शरीर के प्रति और उस शरीर से संबंधित वस्तुओं के प्रति जो आसक्ति रहती है वो नष्ट हो जाए, इसलिए यह दान की विधि दी गई है। नहीं तो लोग समझते रहे तो ब्राह्मण लोगों का पेट भरने का धंधा है, दूसरा कुछ। अरे ब्राह्मण को क्या लेना देना इन सब चीजों से। दुनिया में तीन ही चीजें हैं जो व्यक्ति को पवित्र कर सकती है, अग्नि, ब्राह्मण और भगवान का नाम। अग्नि के द्वारा हर देवताओं को उनकी उनकी आहुतियां दी जाती है, डिस्ट्रीब्यूट की जाती है। जैसे अग्नि में डालोगे सबको प्राप्त हो जाता है। एक साधारण उदाहरण देखा जाए तो क्या है, पहले के जमाने में घर पे चूल्हा जलता था, अंगारे रहते थे, उस अंगारों पे अगर एक मिर्ची डाल दो तो क्या होता था, सबको पहुंच जाती थी मिर्ची, ठाठू ठाठू छाछू पूरे घर में शुरू हो जाता था। तो यहां पे सबको पहुंच सकता है अग्नि में डालने के पश्चात, तो वो क्या सारे देवताओं को नहीं प्राप्त होगा, क्योंकि अग्नि बांटने का कार्य करता है। मृत्यु के पश्चात भी शरीर का विघटन अग्नि से ही होता है, एक 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 आपने तो देखा ना चिता जलते समय कैसे क्या एक 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 चीज अग्नि उसे मुक्त कर लेती है, विघटित कर लेती है। जिनकी आसक्ति रहती है शरीर के प्रति उनके शरीर को जलाया जाता है, उसको शुद्ध किया जाता है। सन्यासियों के शरीर को दफनाया नहीं जाता, इसलिए जलाया नहीं जाता, बल्कि उसको समाधि दी जाती। हरे कृष्ण। क्या
अग्नि का बताया, ब्राह्मण और नाम का बताया।
ओह ब्राह्मण यहीं पे लिखा है ना, ये पिछले अध्याय में देखोगे 17वें अध्याय में, तो वहां पे स्पष्ट रूप से दिया गया है कि भगवान ब्राह्मण के मुख से स्वीकारते हैं, इसलिए ब्राह्मण भोजन क्यों बताया गया है। ब्राह्मण के मुख से भगवान बोलते हैं और भगवान खाते भी उसी के मुख से। और रहा नाम, हमसे ज्यादा तो भूत प्रेत उनका ज्यादा विश्वास है नाम के ऊपर, कि नाम में भगवान ही रहते हैं करके। भगवान का नाम लोगे तो भूत प्रेत निकल जाता है ना? आपको तो अच्छा अनुभव है, लेकिन हमें विश्वास नहीं है। भगवान का नाम लेके झूठ बोलते हैं, कहाँ जाएंगे फिर, क्या गति होगी। कितना भी भगवान का नाम लो ऐसे करके, कुछ उद्धार होने वाला नहीं। क्योंकि जो जैसे कई बार हम देखते हैं कि सर्दियों के दिनों में अग्नि की तरफ ऐसे पैर करके बैठ जाते हैं, वो सबसे बड़ा अपराध माना गया है, मालूम है। उसके कारण आपका तेज निकल जाता है, ओजस कम हो जाता है, और धीरे धीरे धन क्षय होते जाता है। क्योंकि वो भगवान का मुख है, और भगवान के मुख के ऊपर पैर से गए हो, कैसे होगा। हाँ, यही तो संस्कार है। हम भी देखते हैं जब बचपन में फटाके उड़ा लगा देते थे, और फटाके जलना शुरू हो जाता तो पैर से मार देते थे उसको। तो एक दो बार माँ ने देख लिया, ऐसी धुलाई की ना कि पूछो, फिर पूछो मत। बोले अग्नि है, अग्नि को कभी पैर नहीं लगाना चाहिए। ये बहुत सरल और सरल चीजें हैं जिनको हम भूल जाते हैं, और सोचते हैं हम भक्ति में प्रगति क्यों नहीं कर रहे, कैसे करेंगे। छोटे 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 करके इतना बड़ा अपराधों का पूंजी बना के रख देते हैं। हाँ, पीठ पे इतना बड़ा बोझा उठा लेते हैं, और पर्वत चढ़ने का सोचते, कैसे होगा, संभव है। ऊपर चढ़ना है तो जितने ढीले होते जाओ, जितना वजन करते कम करते जाओ, उतना अच्छा है। काम, क्रोध, मोह, लोभ, मद, मत्सर, ये सारे जो बोझा बढ़ाने वाली चीजें, उनको कम करना। पहले था सारा, अभी पंच महायज्ञ कहते हैं उसको, वो क्या करते, वैष्णव लोग नहीं करते उसको, क्योंकि भगवान को डायरेक्ट अर्पण किया हुआ ही भोग खाते हैं, तो वो नहीं करते। लेकिन जो स्मार्थ ब्राह्मण्स है, अगर आप अभी भी जाओगे, मणिकरी करके गांव है, वहाँ पे आप देखोगे, वहाँ ब्राह्मण अभी भी ये सारी चीज़ों का पालन। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ఏనప్పా ఎంత విశేషం, చిత్రగుప్త యమరాజ్ చిత్రాన్న
పంచమహాయజ్ఞ five times
that is for prana, om prana is for prana, is for prana, is for prana, is for prana, is for
then they
brahmane swaha amrit pidham namasi swaha, that is you are having amrita, amrita bhojana. We don't do this because we are taking direct mahaprasad offered to the lord, rather than offering, witnessing chitragupta and yama is already taken by the lord, still madhvas they do it. Even they take prasad also, but they do that. How come today?
I wanted to talk to Mataji because Dhanlakshmi Mataji assigned Swati to help Dhanlakshmi Mataji with her English speaking.
Very good.
So I'll drop her today. That's what I wanted to ask them. Mataji is okay. I'll drop her at 2.
Good, good, good. When she is coming, or you are already dropped her. Lingo.